If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you is found forgiveness, O God of Israel. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray, O God, you instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us by that same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and ever to rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, now the righteousness of God is manifested apart from the law, though testified to by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as an expiation through faith by his blood to prove his righteousness, because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed through the forbearance of God, to prove his righteousness in the present time, that he might be righteous and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. What occasion is there for boasting? It is ruled out. On what principle? That of works? No, rather on the principle of faith. For we consider a person justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Does God belong to the Jews alone? Does he not belong to the Gentiles as well? Yes, also to the Gentiles, for God is one, and will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith, and the uncircumcised through faith. The Word of the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord, my soul trusts in his word. My soul waits for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets, whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building." Therefore, the wisdom of God says, "I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets, since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let me not be puffed up with worldly wisdom, which passes away. Grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything but Jesus and Him crucified. Therefore, I pray to you, my loving Jesus, that as you have graciously given me to drink in with delight the words of your knowledge, so mercifully grant unto me to attain one day to you, the very fountain of all wisdom, and to appear forever before your face, to the glory of your name. Amen. Today's readings are very, very pointed. And they revolve around the mercy of God, the knowledge of God, and also, what is the gospel? I find it very funny because when I read this, I started thinking about something I saw a couple days ago and a conversation I had with somebody about how faith apart from works of the law is different from faith apart from works, period. You see, the qualifier of the law clarifies the distinction that's being made by Paul here in Romans chapter 3. And we know Paul made this distinction because all we have to do is go a couple more chapters later into chapter 6, and we see that Paul's talking about doing righteous deeds, presenting our members to God as instruments of righteousness, doing good things. He even says later in his gospel that we should live righteously before all men and not judge other men. All you have to do is start reading in chapter 12, and you start getting this whole new message about how we are to live, works that we ought to do. And this boils down to a simple reality that most Protestants will not admit, that they don't understand that there can be any kind of work at all that is not a legalistic work of the law. You see, you could be driving down the highway, driving the speed limit, because you are obeying the law. But that's different from just driving down the highway and driving sanely. I mean, think about the two motives. One, you just don't want to get pulled over by a cop. The other, you're just basically driving and being a responsible citizen. Do you not steal because you don't want to go to jail? Because it's a work of the law? Or because you don't want something that doesn't belong to you? Do you need to have sexual relations with everybody that excites and arouses you? Or do you have a certain modicum of self-respect where you don't become a slut to everybody you know? I had to think of how to say that, but that's kind of where it comes into play. And you see, this is the whole point here. The principle of works, or the principles of following the law, in a sense, could be a way of salvation if you are able to keep it entirely. This was a criteria that was pointed out in James and in other places of Scripture. That's why we have to distinguish between works of the law and works that are good works that glorify your heavenly Father, as Jesus pointed out in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. Because Jesus pointed out that we are supposed to do good works so that others may see our good works and glorify our heavenly Father. Not as something that we do all by ourselves, all alone, but as something that we do as members of his body, individuals that are attached to him like branches are on a vine. Because he says very pointedly in John's gospel that if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Fruit that is a work that glorifies him. That's why we are a light on a hill in Matthew 5. And that's what Paul's trying to point here in Romans 3. We're not justified simply because we do something good. We are justified because he who lives and abides in us justifies us. We aren't simply justified by merely getting baptized. We must believe and be baptized. We must not just rest in only confessing with the mouth the Lord Jesus. We must believe in our hearts something about him that makes us righteous, that makes it salvation for us. A person is justified by faith apart from works of the law, because the works in and of themselves don't benefit us. And that is a huge issue that we must understand. You see, Jesus, as the way, the truth, and the life, makes heaven possible. But we are also told in Hebrews that without holiness, no one will see God. We have to live right. We have to repent of our sin and be baptized, as Acts 2:38 tells us. We have to live a life that truly believes, just as Abraham had to believe, as James chapter 2 points out to us, and offer Isaac in faith, in order that faith with works saved him. For we are told that faith without works is dead, being alone. Sola fide, alone faith, does not save you. Because even James would say, show me your faith by your works. Come on, show it to me. You can't have faith and not have the works. Paul even says faith works by love. Paul even says God is not mocked. whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I'm using the King James Version of Galatians chapter 6, 7 and 8. And you have to know that in order to be saved. Consequently, as the gospel message today points out, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed the prophets, and you build a memorial to those prophets. What are your deeds? What are you doing? What does your actions testify that you truly believe? Because in reality, as the saying goes, your actions speak louder than any words or confession of faith or sinner's prayer.